Today's October 26th, and we're going to finish up the psychological book. And our lesson is entitled, What to Believe. Our key verse is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And I use the New Living Translation this morning, and here's what it says. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. End quote. So, as we look at the scripture today, we're looking in our soul to fix our mind on a certain thing. Last week we talked about, you know, how to decide, how to make a decision. Now, today we want to think where our thoughts should be and what it is that we should believe. And so, when you look at the middle parts of that, brothers and sisters, fix your thoughts on what's true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Are those the things that you normally, naturally, as a general tendency of your function, think that? I see several of them like this. You know, the practical reality of life is most of us don't do that. What we do is we think on other things. Now, our diagram today is going to be a tree. And maybe I should get colored markers for all of you in the pews so you can do this. But start by drawing the green part of the tree up here. And I'll put a little grass in mine. This is the grass line down here, and that's the end of the green. So, when we look at the idea of a fruit tree, what I want to write in it for the fruit up here is your actions, your emotions, or my emotions as the case may be, my attitudes, and relationships. Those are the fruits that we see in our lives. And I went out into the backyard in my yard and picked four red fruits to bring to talk to you about today. This one's a pepper. And we'll use this one to illustrate our actions. Now, I got all of these fruits out of my backyard. So that they're like all out of my life, so to speak. But they're not all the same. So when we look at our lives, oftentimes what we do is we look at our actions. Either how we act or how we didn't act. Right? And we tend to evaluate based on the fruit of our actions in our life. Now, some of the other things that we may do in our life is our emotions. This is a tomato out of my garden. And it's kind of soft and delicate. And our emotions. We look at our emotional state. Whether we're happy, sad, whether we're joyful, whether we're at peace, whether we're anxious, whether we're frustrated. The last few hours of working on installing a tub up in my house, my tumors were hurting. And everything that I tended to do, I yelled. And they weren't like, yippee, yells. They were more like the other kind. You know what I mean? You know, and sometimes our emotions show up. Now, we also have our attitudes. This is off of my apple tree in the backyard. My grandson actually picked this for me. Leaves and all. He was so proud that he didn't need the ladder to climb up into my apple tree. He can climb up. And he climbs up to the top and comes down one-handed with an apple. And this deals with our attitudes. Probably of those things up there, your general attitude has the most impact on all the rest. But you look at your attitude. Do I have a bad attitude about whatever, right? Could be your health issues, could be your family, whatever. And then I chose this pepper. There's probably very few people in here who would eat that whole thing in one setting without a significant number of pain. These rascals are really hot. But this I'm going to use to demonstrate our relationships. We have relationships and we look and value our life based on the relationships that we have. So let's continue to build our diagram a little bit. And in our life, we'll use the branches of the tree here to represent the decisions that we make. Those are branches going up there holding all the fruit. And we make decisions all the time in our life. And last week we talked about making decisions. And we basically can make decisions in two areas. One of them after the spirit, one of them after the flesh. But all the things that go on in our life those are revolved around the decisions that we make. The reality of last week, I told you I was in the shower and I asked the Lord, what would He like to wear that day? What would you like us to wear? And I actually saw a picture in my mind of certain articles of clothes in my closet that I was going to wear. So the decision was easy that Sunday. This Sunday I was in the shower, same thing, nothing. He didn't respond with anything. So what does that mean? When you're making decisions, you ask God in faith and He does an answer, and you still have to make a decision because I can't come like I'm in the shower, right? That probably wouldn't be appropriate. But when you get to those points, what it means is you can do anything you want. You could wear anything you wanted to. He didn't really have a preference. He let me choose, so I made a decision. I always put my slacks in the left side of the closet so everything ends up at the right. So I just took what was the furthest to the right and put them on. Right? And you can make decisions if God doesn't respond with an answer. Basically, you can do whatever you want. Now, the trunk of our tree, as we draw the trunk down here, these are what we value or want. What we value or what we want. Boy, that's an ugly W, too. Now, those are the big structure of the tree is what you value or what you want. Now, when you know, we had talked earlier about the political election that's coming up in just 2 weeks. You know, November 4th is not very far away. When you choose to make your votes, I would encourage you to make your decisions based on values that people are saying as your candidate. Not what you want to get out of the election, right? But the values that they have, that's what we should or could. Could would be a good word. That's what we could evaluate our political voting on, is what do these people value? What do these people consider to be important? And make your decision based on values. And then down underneath the surface down here, under the grass, we have the root system, which is what I believe. What I believe is down underneath of the surface. And that's honestly one of two things. It's either truth on this side, or it's a lie on that side. And each one of us will make decisions to believe either truth or lies all the time. And the point of the lesson is, all of the fruit that's up there, all these peppers, tomatoes, apples, hot peppers, all of that nourishment came from the roots through what we value, through our decisions, and into our lives. It's what you believe under the surface in your subconscious and your conscious thinking that makes a difference of what fruit there is in your life. And oftentimes we try to adjust the fruit to get it to go the way we want, when what's really necessary is we make a serious, honest, thoughtful consideration prayerfully under the direction of the Holy Spirit to what I believe to be true or lies. There have been times in my life when I believed very important things that were lies. And I would build those beliefs based on my life experience. Because I experienced life this way, that means that this is the way it is. How many of you understand that way of thinking? And I had relationships with humans who were in authority that based on their relationship with me, then I would say, well, if that's the way authorities are, then that's the way God is. Right? And many of us have had authorities in our lives who didn't react in any way, shape, or form like God. So we tag lies on there. Or there were practical facts in my life that I could look at these facts and base what I believed on those facts. But it's not truth. It's just factual experience. Does that make any sense? There is a way that you could believe true things biblical things about your life that would nourish your life and change what you value and what you want, change the decisions that you have, and change the actions, emotions, attitudes, and relationships in your life if you believed the truth rather than a lie. Now, I believe lies about myself. I believe lies about other people. I believe lies about God to be true. And I'm still in that process of trying to sort through what's true, what the truth is, and what's just facts. Does that make any sense? And what I want us to do as an individual, as a congregation, is to put more time, energy, and effort into believing what's right, what's pure, what's true, what's honest, what's honorable. You know, some of the true things about God is that He exists. There's lots of people that you will come in contact with in the next week before we gather together that don't believe there's really a God. God is perfectly good. He is a good God. He doesn't do bad stuff. He always does good stuff. But in your life and in the people that you relate to in this next week, many of them are not going to see God that way, based on their experience. I have people that talk to me all the time who say, "What do you think you did wrong that you have cancer?" And I quote to them what we just read in the New Testament when they asked about the guy who was born blind. Was it his sin, his parents' sin? Jesus said it really wasn't either. It was just so that I could demonstrate my glory through this man's life. It's not that I did anything wrong or right that caused this to happen. It's just an opportunity for God's life to show through mine. Now, God causes all things to work together for good, it says in Romans. Yet He will use the events in our life for good. And He can adjust our attitudes, our relations, our actions, our emotions as we're going through that if we would believe that truth. Now see, a lot of times what I do in my life is I make what I believe relevant to this up here. Because I'm not able to do some of the actions that I used to do, I don't have the energy levels, my emotions are not as positive as has been most of my life, I will believe a lie that this is a bad thing that I'm going through, based on the fruit that I see. Now, I could have picked a rotten pepper and brought it because there was some in the backyard. I could have picked a rotten tomato. I actually thought about bringing one, but they're so messy and stinky that I decided it wasn't a good idea. And I could have brought you a rotten apple, because there are some in my backyard. And some of my hot peppers are deteriorated already. They're moldy and they're messy. Right? What I chose to pick was the best that I could find for you to look at, for me to handle. Now, I could have chose some of the other ones, but I didn't. Here's the point. Pick the good things and focus on those. The true things about what God has done for me, what God has done for you through Christ Jesus. He has forgiven us, as we sang that this morning, totally forgiven me. It's not based on my actions, it's not based on my attitudes or my relationships or my emotions. It's not based on my choices, it's based on Him. The truth is, it's based on Him. I'm accepted by Him. I'm holy and blameless by Him. Even though there are times when I see the fruit in my life to be functioning after the flesh. If we look at those scriptures where it talks about deceptions and lies and divisions and immoralities and, you know, those thoughts go through all of our lives. And if I focus on those things, deny that they're there, that's not right. I need to confess the lies, repent of the lies, and replace them with the truth. And that's not a one-time deal. It's like my shower this morning. I'm going to need another one, maybe by the end of the day, at least tomorrow morning, right? It's the same way with replacing the lies with the truth. It's an ongoing purifying process. The point of it all is, it's what you see underneath that you believe that makes the difference in your life. And the point of it all is to believe the biblical truths about who God is. Continually be looking at that. Don't just blindly trust what I teach you as doctrine or theology. Search the Scriptures. Look at the Bible. Don't be afraid to look at other things and allow God's sovereignty to work. God is a sovereign God is another one of the truths. When we look at this political election, when we look at the financial disaster that our country and the world is in right now, God is totally sovereign. None of this surprises Him. When they close the stock market and it's low, He doesn't go to Gabriel, "Well, Gabe, I never would have thought that was going to happen today." He already knows what's going to happen. And He will allow us to make decisions and work them out for good, even though He knows how it's all going to come out. So He is a good God. He is a sovereign God. And believe and trust in Him. Okay?